The Phil Show.
Good news! Stupid news!
You know, moms and dads go all out for kids' birthday parties, especially, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, when they, you know, when they'll remember them and all of that. Oh, they go out. They go all out. But it might be another level if you try to scare the jelly beans out of them. A mother in Oklahoma was hosting a birthday party for her 6-year-old girl. And she was bummed because her plans for a cake fell through. But she came up with a bizarre backup plan. She hired Mrs. Bigfoot. I didn't even know that dude was dating, did you? I didn't even know. That'd been a heck of a wedding. She hired Mrs. Bigfoot, also known as Cinnamon, who would be in costume and would surprise the kids by peeking in the windows at the party. Oh, by the way, and despite what it may sound like, and you may, it's not a stripper. Okay? Not a stripper. Oh, no. Which could happen. Mrs. Bigfoot showed up, and the kids were immediately horrified and began screaming, running, and crying. This went south quickly. Well, Mrs. Bigfoot went in the house, and all the kids still warmed up. No, no! But eventually, they warmed up to her a little. But the mother says the kids say they still don't ever want to see her again. Mrs. Bigfoot arrived with balloons, wearing a tutu and a bow in her hair. Well, no wonder Bigfoot fell for him. Sounds cute. So, Mom says she thought it'd be cute and fun, but the kids did not want nothing to do with that. You can Google her. She's on Facebook if you want to hire Mrs. Bigfoot. And I would love to. There are some things in the world, some things in life that you would think things that don't ever need to be said. But if you're in a big apartment building and there's a flash flood, don't take an elevator down to the basement. Nebraska got a ton of rain over the weekend and parts of downtown Omaha flooded. So a group of friends in their 20s decided, hey, man, let's go check this out. A guy named Tony Liu, hanging out with a couple of friends in his apartment, and they took the elevator down to see if the place was flooded or not, and quickly found out it was. There was a huge jolt on their way down when the elevator hit the water. Then it starts pouring in through the cracks, and guess what? These Mensa picnic attendees could not get out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and of course there's video because one of them, you know, is going to record it with their phone. Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the water kept coming in and kept coming in. And what is this? Kind of like a, you know, in the old Batman. It was up to their necks. So they called 911 and said, hey, y'all, hurry. We may drown. But a maintenance guy in the building got to him first. Some sources say they were in the basement. Some say lobby. Long story short, there's a video from outside the elevator, too. It looks like a basement. Water up to their shoulders. They had to pull at the doors from both sides to get them open. Luckily, they're okay. Turns out some first responders also rescued 4 people stuck in another elevator. Same building. What's the name of the building? Dumbass? No, I'm sorry.
Well, that's not terrifying or anything. You're in the elevator and it starts to... Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I know. It's like
something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, here we are. Every year, a guy in Minneapolis named John Edward organizes a cat tour where people walk around looking at cats in windows. Uh-huh. I bet he's single. Anyway, this year's event was a huge success. About 300 people showed up for it last week. It's a walking tour. Everybody follows the same route, and about 40 cats were in it this year. The owners have to apply online to be a part of it. John says last year's event was virtual. Nobody watched. And he was glad to see people back out. He started it as his joke, but now he's done it like five times in a row. Now, it's not for everybody. I get that. But the people who really love it, really love it. Some of the owners even bring their cats outside for people to pet. It features a bunch of historic houses, so anyone who loves cats and architecture, basically, I guess that's their Lollapalooza, Coachella, Lollapalooza, whatever. One woman showed up this year, and she said the best part is you get to meet other cat people. Mm-hmm. And in general, she thinks there should be more cat-related things for people to do, and is writing her senator even this morning about that. Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, in Utah, Utah governor, this is a true story, Utah governor Spencer Cox shared a letter that he received from a, quote, very concerned citizen last week who demands that he change his last name to something less obscene. And this person tied their shoes.
Phil Williams on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.